Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Rise and shine. Good Monday morning to all of you. Welcome here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Galen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us here on this Monday, the second day of August 2021. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo, we appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. You can get in contact with the show, join us, share your thoughts at any time. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000, Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176 on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can log on and listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Kalen's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good Monday morning to both of you. It's already August, second day of August. Time flies, we're having fun. I believe we have football this week, if I'm not mistaken.
Like preseason?
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't this Hall of Fame weekend? Yeah, Thursday. Dallas
cow.
Against Pittsburgh. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton.
That seems like very soon. That seems very soon. Like, are they... Have they even had like a pads practice yet?
I don't know if Dallas and Pittsburgh have. The Lions haven't, but I don't know if those two have yet.
That's just I don't know. Maybe hold it off a week. That seems like, I mean, I swear camp started last week, didn't it? Or at least for most people.
For most teams, yes. But then again, you know, get the earlier camp start when you have the Hall of Fame game scheduled. What I find is very interesting about this is that even though we lost a preseason game, because remember, you play the Hall of Fame game, you would play five preseason games, right? And then you would get into your regular season. I find it very interesting that even though we lost a preseason game, the calendar basically remains the same. And it's kind of weird to think about. They just added that game on the back end. But this has the Dallas Cowboys, who, let's be honest, are in a world of hurt right now because they have a quarterback that can't throw the football. They're going to monitor the situation. Like, yeah, no, you paid Dak Prescott a ton of money, and the guy has an injured shoulder. Like, what is going on? We have football this week. Dan, all in all, weekend was good?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. I mean, it flew by. The last 7 days flew by. I worked the last seven Tiger games. So it's honestly, like, I'm not tired or anything. I love being there. It's fun. There's tons of energy in the stadium, so I love being there. But yeah, the weekend, I mean, I didn't do anything. I was either sleeping or at the ballpark, basically. I did have a fantasy football draft.
Ooh.
Way too early.
Ooh.
But
who's your keeper, Dan? Who is your keeper?
Nick Chubb in the third.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I wanted to keep David Montgomery in the sixth, but I kept talking
Dan into Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
100%. Yes, I did. I kept Nick Chubb. I had Deshaun Watson in the fifth, also. But you know, then it's like, is he going to play? Is he going to be on a different team? But I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Is he going to be starting in the longest yard three?
Exactly.
Is that where he's going to be? That's Ryan Elke right there. Ryan, good morning to you. How was your weekend this weekend?
It was solid. No real plans from the weekend. Just nice little R&R. The bottle, just rest and relax.
There you go. Rest and relax. The kids are good?
Yeah, kids are great. So I think my oldest was, when we told him it was August, the realization set in that this is the last month of summer vacation.
Ooh. Yeah, that's always tough. I saw that Michigan alumni, not like I'm a Michigan alumni, but I followed them on Twitter, and they had tweeted out that, it was August 1st, and they were looking forward to, I think, August 29th maybe being the first day of the new semester, and they had a picture on campus. And it's crazy to think that, I haven't thought about having to go back to school in over a decade. that's weird. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have, like, you think about all the things that, okay, you know, summer vacation is just about over, and you remember back to your college days. I couldn't wait to get back to college. And so you think about what that's like after the first year, because the first year you're just trying to figure everything out. You know, your first semester in college is like, where are all my classes at? How do I get there? How do I make sure I'm not late? How am I not screwing this thing up? You know, of your college experience. So, man, it's a of your college experience. So, man, it's a I saw that and I couldn't believe it. August is already here. And for little kids, I mean, yeah, I mean, they got to get ready to go back to school. What's school going to look like for them, by the way? Are they going in, like, masked up or, like, what?
No idea yet. Haven't gotten any heads up on it.
Awesome. So kind of right where you were last year with not a
well,
lot of
like, we know it'll be in person, but I think, you know, district is going to wait till a week or two before school. Say, this, the district I'm in, they've been very honest and upfront about everything. About giving, you know, updates. So I think they're just kind of waiting to see what happens the next 3 weeks before they make any sweeping declarations.
Got to be careful with those sweeping declarations.
Yeah, because they tried that last year. They were just like, you know, or when everything went down, they're like, all right, everyone is, you have to choose, you know. When we decide to come back, you can come back or you're virtual the whole year. Then like a month in, all the numbers in my town went down. They're like, you guys can change your decision. We didn't think it would, like, we could switch this quick. So, like, they've been very, like, you know, adaptive to everything and helping each family out, make sure they make their right decision.
Well, good luck. Fingers crossed. Pray for the kids. Wish them the best. That's a lot going on. It's a lot for young people. It's easy for us to be aggravated and upset. It's different to be, you know, 8-10 years old, not really know what's going on. So that's a much bigger challenge for a little person than it is for us. How about did this just go final and full time? Canada won, USA nothing in the U.S. women's national team missing the Olympic final.
Yes, I went final about 5 minutes ago. Wow. We just watched the ending. Canada scored the game winning goal with like 13 minutes left on a penalty.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, and that was Canada's third win over the U.S. ever. I think first win in 20-something years.
Yeah, their first win against the U.S. Since 2001.
Well, good for Canada, I suppose. And for the U.S., that means that they're done. They're going to have to get back to the drawing board. I'll be anxious to see.
Well, they have the bronze medal game Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if they're, you know, they have to play it. So I understand. But I'm anxious to see the reaction, from the fans. Are they going to get the, oh, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. You'll be back next year. Or are they going to get just shredded like the men's team?
See, I saw someone, I think it was Katie Ledecky might've said something, cause she's won 2 gold, 2 silver in swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was getting some heat for taking a silver. She goes, I'm still a medal winner in the Olympics. It's like, yeah, it's like, but it's also like the expectation of each person.
Yeah.
I think that's how some people view the medals, where it's like, if we're told you're the gold medal favorite and you hold all the records, we're going to expect gold.
Yeah.
It's like, if we're expecting like, oh, like there may be like a third place, like they should medal, and if they do, great. I don't think people have an issue with it.
Yeah, it's like I said, we'll be interested to see how the our nation reacts to it, especially out there in the Twitterverse. I can't believe it's we already have to step aside. When we return, Pistons free agency news. We've got the rumor mill is up and churning. Some guys got waived over the weekend as well. We'll hop into that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, you like summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When your wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you want. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 Synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app. The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kahala, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. How about this from yesterday? Chris Bryant joined Anthony Rizzo and Javi Baez, all hitting home runs with their new teams yesterday. Congratulations to those guys, the Chicago Cubs, just blowing it up. Another important story that's happening right now is that the New York Mets did not sign their first-round draft pick, Kumar Rocker, before the deadline. So they had until 5 o'clock yesterday to get the deal done. Mets GM Zach Scott said in a statement, "This is clearly not the outcome we had hoped for. Wish Kumar nothing but the best. We're excited about the players we have signed and look forward to watching them develop, you know, in the future." Rocker's 21, pitched at Vanderbilt. A lot of Tigers fans were very interested in him. Had an agreement in place to sign for $6 million after he slipped down the draft boards earlier this month, but the deal fell apart following the physical examination, and the Mets expressed concern over the health of Rocker's arm. So the Mets could not do it. The Mets will receive the 11th pick in the 2022 draft as compensation for not signing Rocker. Rocker pitched 112 innings and 20 starts, striking out 179 batters with a 2.73 ERA in his final season at Vandy. Will be eligible again for the 2022 draft. So here's my question. What happens to him now? Now he just floats around in space?
Like, well,
hang out until the draft? Like,
I mean, presumably he
play independent ball?
Yeah. Huh.
Coming to the USPBL. Come on, Kumar. You won't do it.
USPBL, huh?
Yeah, in Utica.
In Utica. That's
independent
where,
league.
Yeah, yeah. Was Derry working up there?
He did at this when they started.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
What's their team name?
Well, they have four teams that play there that rotate games. So they have the Utica Unicorns, the whatever town they decided, the Diamond Hoppers, the Birmingham Beavers.
The Beavers.
And there's one more team I can't remember.
I'm impressed that you remembered those. But that, yeah. USPBL is supposed to be, well, they're trying to expand. At least they were at the beginning to do a couple more stadiums around town. That would be awesome, though. Wasn't the Baltimore Orioles Fry that went to school with you, Ryan? Did he play in that?
No. Robbie Dobnik of the Minnesota Twins is probably the most notable guy that's come from there. They've had a few guys signed to the major leagues.
Interesting. Well, hey, Kumar Rocker. I mean, I just, you know, because now he's going to be behind a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now if he's got to wait to get back into the, wait to get back into the draft to get selected, now he's going to be behind, you know, everybody else as far as, you know, trying to, you know, make a team and get his career up and moving. And, you know, his agent Scott Boras had, you know, he had things that he wanted to get out there and say, and oh, it's just a lot. So good luck to that young man. That much is for sure. All right, let's get into the Detroit Pistons. They announced and introduced their new players. Cunningham is going to wear number 2. He got the pass from Chuck Daly's family. Just said all the right things in regards to being able to wear that number 2. I hope he's everything that Pistons fans, you know, believe that he is. I hope he's everything that Troy Weaver drafted him to be, because to have a real superstar at the wing position is something that this team hasn't really had since Grant Hill. So I think that is, I mean, bona fide superstar on the wing. You know, that will be, I think Grant Hill was maybe the last one. I think you throw Rip Hamilton in that category, but as a two guard, not necessarily on the wing. Maybe Cade Cunningham will get some time there, but we'll have to wait and see. Isaiah Livers will wear number 12. Balša Kobravica will wear 23, and Luka Garza will wear the double nickel 55. Now, that all happened. Those guys are, you know, they're doing their press conferences, and I'm over the moon happy for Isaiah Livers. We'll get to that press conference audio coming up a little bit later on in the show, and what Dwayne Casey had to say about those guys and just that entire day. But as the Pistons made a series of moves as far as adding talent to the team, they also decided they were going to waive Tyler Cook, Corey Joseph, and Davidas Zervidis. I'm completely okay with those moves. Cook, I kind of felt bad for him. You know, he was pretty excited about you know, Luka Garza making his way onto the team, and it's like, oh well, you know, there he goes. But the moves were a very busy day Thursday when Detroit add 4 players from the draft. This is what's going to happen. They had 21 players on their roster, well over the cap for the upcoming season. So moves had to be made. Joseph was guaranteed $12.6 million if he stayed on the team by Sunday. By releasing him Saturday, Detroit only needed to pay him $2.4 million. See you later. Servetus, on the other hand, was guaranteed $1.5 million, and Cook's contract was not guaranteed. Tyler Cook, I thought, did a really good job on, you know, on the contract that he had in trying to prove himself, and hopefully he will find himself you know, on an NBA roster somewhere. In addition to the cuts they made, they did make qualifying offers to Hamidou Diallo, Frank Jackson, and Saben Lee. Should the Pistons decide to stretch Joseph and Servetus' contracts in addition to waiving Rodney Magruder, whose contract is not guaranteed, the team could save around $22 million in cap space. So you knew that was going to happen. That we talked about this at the end of last week, you know, offering for Hammy, Frank Jackson, Saben Lee. Those all make sense to me. I thought Frank Jackson played his rear end off. Hamidou Diallo is going to give you that athletic wing that you need. He's going to give you a spark off the bench. He's a beast. And, you know, for Saben Lee, two-way deal, not upset about that at all. You can always use some depth and some quality depth at that in the event of an emergency, like an injury, like with what happened with Killian Hayes last year. So then the rumor mill starts up, and it's like, well, where are the Pistons going to go? 3 names that have been mentioned that look like they're gaining a little bit of traction, one of which would be Kelly Olynyk. The other would be Nerlens Noel, and third, Tim Hardaway Jr., right? So what are the odds of that? Now, you know, it's been a long time since that, 2013 NBA draft. I believe that's when that was Hardaway Jr.'s draft class. But it is interesting to now, when he was available, and I try not to, you don't want to be too much of a hometown favorite, but I do find it very interesting that a lot of second-round picks this year went to teams that, you know, selected players from their own backyards, players from their own cities, own states, guys that they were very interested in and had a pretty good feel of because they play in such close proximity. And it's one of those things that I think I was asked on this program a while back is, would you draft somebody just because they're from your hometown, all things being equal? Somebody from, you know, if you're the Pistons, would you draft somebody from Michigan State, or draft somebody from Florida State, all things being equal? And my thing was, I would take the guy who I have more familiarity with, their coaching staff. You know, so if all things are equal and both guys are equally skilled and talented, they shoot the same percentage and they're both 6'8", they both, you know, everything's equal, I'm going to take the guy who I have more of a better feel for, because I've been able to see him more. I've been able to, you know, sit down with his coaches more, and I have a better understanding of the person in whom I am going to acquire. I'm not just going to go grab some random guy out there who's going to be like that Clemson quarterback doing 115 miles an hour in a 55. right? I don't necessarily want to go out there and do that. But the names Nerlens Noel, one of the top defensive big men in the NBA, an effective role player that can play in the pick and roll with Killian Hayes. He could definitely do so with Cade Cunningham as well. There is some interest in him. Big body, good size. Doesn't necessarily have the perimeter shot that a guy like Kelly Olynyk will bring. More of a pick and pop type of threat. True shooting percentage just under 60%, so that makes him pretty interesting. But a little bit of a defensive liability there as well. And of course, then you have the option is, will they look at Tim Hardaway Jr.? Will this be somebody that the Mavs let? Will they let him walk? And will we see Tim Hardaway Jr. get reunited with head coach John Beilein? I think that that's a very interesting tie. My question is, is Timmy a perfect fit or not?
My only concern with Tim Hardaway Jr. is, how much money are you going to throw at him?
And how many shots?
Right.
Because he takes a lot of shots.
Right. I like him as an NBA player, but he's coming off a big money contract. So it's like, I hope we don't match the salary that he's been making over the last few years, because it hasn't been over 20 million.
Yeah, he's been he's looking at somewhere in the average of over 20 per season. So if they pulled Hardaway away from the Mavs, that's gonna be a pretty penny, and that could play a role in their cap flexibility moving forward. We'll step aside when we return, talk a little Tigers baseball with the voice Matt Shepard. That's coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Hey, you like Summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love Summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When your wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you want. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.